Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Luke 6, 43 to 49. Luke chapter 6, verse 43 to 49. No good tree bears bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. Each tree is recognized by its own fruit. People do not pick figs from thorn bushes or grapes from briars. A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? As for everyone who comes to me and hears my words and put them into practice, I will show you what they are like. They are like a man building a house, who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck that house but could not shake it, because it was well built. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed and its destruction was complete. My theme for reflection is when the storm tests the roots. When the storm tests the roots. If you have ever bought a plant that looked magnificent in the shop, lush leaves, perfect bloom, only to watch it wilt a week later, you already understand today's gospel. Appearances can be impressive. Roots are the real story. And Jesus in Luke 6, 43 to 49 is lovingly unimpressed with mere appearances. The problem we feel is this. We know many decent, honest people who are not Christians, and we know Christians who sometimes behave badly. So is Christianity just being good? And if life is messy and gray, why does Jesus sound so black and white? Good tree, bad tree, solid house, and collapsed house. Jesus's point is not that disciples never fail, but that fruit reveals what is being fed. A tree does not produce figs by accident, and a thorn bush does not suddenly decide to become a vineyard. In the same way, our repeated words, reflexes, and choices disclose what we treasure. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. We may manage polite behavior for a while, like a grafted rose that looks lovely on top, yet the old rootstock still sends up shoots. Pride, resentment, hypocrisy, cruelty, and the need to be right. The question is not, have I ever done wrong? But what is shaping me underneath, and where am I drawing life from? Here is how God resolves the problem, not by demanding we manufacture holiness, but by calling us to come to Christ and be remade. Jesus does not merely say, produce better fruit. He says, in effect, bring me the heart. This is why he exposes the contradiction. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? A Christian is not someone who performs goodness to earn heaven or avoid hell. A Christian is someone who has come honestly to Jesus for mercy, received forgiveness, and is learning obedience from the inside out. The Old Testament gives us a balanced lens. Blessed is the one whose delight is in the law of the Lord. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season. Psalm 1, verse 1 to 3. Fruit comes from being planted, replanted near the living God. And foundations are built by hearing and doing, not hearing and admiring. The storm will come, pressure, grief, temptation, conflict, and disappointment. It does not create our foundation, it reveals it. As Soren Kierkegaard put it, purity of the heart is to will one thing. Christ does not call us to a polished surface, but to an undivided heart, one that keeps returning, repenting, and rebuilding on him. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what fruit have my words and reactions been producing lately, and what do they reveal about the treasures I am storing? Number two, where am I calling Jesus Lord while quietly refusing a specific instruction of his? And now our practical exercise for the day. Choose one command from Luke 6. Forgive someone, bless an opponent, give generously, stop harsh judgment. Do it concretely today, then pray for that person by name for 2 minutes. Lord Jesus, you know what grows in us and what merely looks good for a season. Bring your light to our hearts without crushing us, and your mercy without excusing us. Forgive us for performing faith while resisting obedience. Replant us by your living water, deepen our foundations in your word, and make our lives steady in the storm. Let your compassion flow through us toward friend and enemy alike, so that our fruit may honor the Father. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.